Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, and you can take control of the show. Bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind goes, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich,
the live Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, maybe you're one of our Saturday night only listeners, and you've missed the entire week's worth of shows prior to this. We have them all for you online, and all of them are free.
I feel like with that music bed that we're at the Monsters of Rock concert.
7 months worth of the show right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. All of it on the house, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
By the way, I want to welcome WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky tonight. They're our brand newest affiliate. So if this is your first night listening to Free Talk Live, you just happen to be tuning across the show, you're in for something a little bit different. In fact, you're in for something a lot different.
Yeah, this is a talk show like unlike any other.
It's definitely talk radio. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But we don't approach things from the same way that those conservatives or the progressives do.
No.
And you'll get the hang of it here pretty soon. But really, when we say you can talk about anything, we mean it. So if you want to test the waters on that, 800-259-9231. It doesn't matter if it's a political issue. It doesn't matter if it's, you want to talk about, somebody called in about cookies.
Somebody called in and asked us what our favorite cookies were.
Yeah. So anything goes, or you could tell us what your favorite cookies are. Anything, we don't mind. And actually, we're going to start the show out with something that we don't usually do on Free Talk Live, and that is we've got a guest on the line. In fact, we're going to talk to our friend Jim Babka from DownsizedEC.org. Jim, how are you tonight, sir?
I am fantastic. How about you, Ian and Manwich?
Fabulous.
And it feels good to be on 11 affiliates now, Jim.
Congratulations. You guys have earned it.
We are the big time, baby.
Yeah.
11 affiliates and not a dollar in my pocket. But here you are, and you're from DownsizedDC.org, and it is just my favorite pro-liberty organization, I have to say. And why don't you give us the rundown as to what you're doing, what DownsizedDC.org is for all those brand-new listeners we have tonight.
Well, DownsizedDC.org allows people to come and address issues that will make government smaller or stop the growth of government. Government grows every day. Congress is finding new ways to spend money, creating new powers for bureaucrats. And we give people a mechanism where they can come and they can register. And the system then tells them who their representative and two senators are and allows them to send a personalized message that includes their contact information right on the letter. This lets the congressman know that they're hearing from a constituent.
That's excellent. It is such an easy system. Once you've registered one time, all you have to do is punch in your name and your password, and you don't have to punch in any of the same info anymore. You don't have to put in your address or all of that stuff. In fact, if you've got your little auto password on, you don't even have to put in your name and password anymore. It's so easy to send to get in touch with your representative.
Now, Jim, you've got a special bill you're sort of spearheading through Congress. Could you tell us about that?
Well, we would like to make Congress read the laws it passes. We have a rather novel approach. We believe that, like anybody else, if you had power of attorney, for example, on behalf of a friend, let's say you were an attorney yourself, and many of the people on Capitol Hill are, they know if they have power of attorney, they have a responsibility not only to thoroughly read the documents that they sign on behalf of their clients, but also to understand what's in them. We're not asking that much. We thought about having a requirement in the bill that would require them to understand what was in it. We were going to call it the No Senator Left Behind Act, but we've instead just asked that they simply read the bills. They haven't read a lot of the bills. They don't read most of the bills that they pass.
How could they? They're thousands of pages long, some of them are.
Yes, a little over a year ago when they were passing intelligence reorganization, this was over 3,500 pages worth of reading. Only one copy was made available to each respective party 2 hours before the vote. So apparently we're all supposed to believe they were crowded in a room, all overlooking each other's shoulders, using their Evelyn Wood speed reading skills.
Yeah, right. So that is one of the most exciting things that you've got going on right now at DownsizedDC.org.
I don't think even with Evelyn Wood you can get through 1,500 pages an hour.
Not possible. So what are you on the show tonight to promote? What's going on? What's the latest with DownsizedDC.org, Jim?
Well, I've got three things I want to talk about tonight. There's one thing very pressing in Congress that I hope we get to, but I want to make two very big announcements. Ooh. One of them is already out, and that is that we have started a blog over at DownsizedDC.org, which will allow us to update people on stuff that's going on every day. We're growing fast, and there's so much good news that we had no way to actually get it all out. And so we've started this blog, and you know what? We're not even getting that all the, that good news out as fast as we can.
You know, I feel that way on the show sometimes, Jim. I mean, we come to the table with loads of prep, and it's rare that we can get, you know, 10% of it out there. There's just so much.
It really is difficult, but the blog is allowing us to get out some good news and offer perspectives on things that are happening in the news, to provide good news, demonstrating that things would work so much better if it was handled privately by churches, charities, and by inventors, by enterprises of various kinds.
That's kind of one of the cool things about Downsize DC. Now, is that DownsizeDC.org or DownsizeDC.com?
Yes, DownsizeDC.org. The blog that was on DownsizeDC.com has now moved. It's
You've merged it all together. That's good. Now, what I think is really cool about that is instead of just focusing on all the negative things that government is doing, you're showing the real positive things, the solutions that the free market can come up with.
Yeah, and you know, they come from all over the place. Sometimes they're just as simple as a neighbor doing something for a neighbor or a group of citizens in a community gathering together. Sometimes it's a fantastic invention that just will literally change the way that we do things, the way that we live. They can lengthen our life. They can solve environmental problems. You know, it runs the gamut. But there
Excellent.
Are, for almost everything, there is a private solution that will work far better, cost far less, and not hurt as many people as the government solution.
Of course there is, because private solutions are voluntary solutions and government solutions are coercive, forceful solutions.
Right.
So, is this like a world exclusive as far as the radio is concerned, Jim?
No, we do have a world exclusive for you, though, tonight.
Oh, okay.
You're the first show we're going to be announcing this on.
Oh, good.
As some of your listeners know, I also am on the GCN network, and
sure.
I have a show on Sundays.
Aren't you going to be sub-hosting the Harry Brown show tonight?
No, I'm going to actually be a guest on his show tonight, very
Close
briefly,
enough.
And so I'll be making the same announcement there. But we are going to be start. Downsize DC is going to be on the radio now. Starting in January, we're going to have the Downsize DC conference call every Sunday afternoon.
Super.
This will be an opportunity for people to tune in, find out what we've been doing the week, what we're planning for the coming week, to have a chance to talk to me and give me some feedback on what they want to see happen and ask questions about what Downsize DC is doing. It's going to be just a gigantic conference call.
That's awesome. That's excellent. And is it going to be an hour-long show, 2 hours?
It's going to be an hour-long show. It's on Sundays at 5 Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, and it's on GCN, and so people can listen to it the same way that they're listening to you if they're listening on the Internet.
Certainly they could click through it. I'm sure you're going to have a link at DownsizeDC.org as well, right?
Yes, we will.
Okay, good. So what else? Third thing.
Third thing is the Patriot Act.
Hmm.
There is the Patriot Act. I actually have good news to report, and that
really?
Is that there was supposed to be a deal on the Patriot Act that would have passed it before the House and the Senate went home for their Thanksgiving recess. The deal fell apart. The Democrats, with the President's low poll numbers and the House Republicans' low poll numbers, are smelling blood in the water. And they think that maybe if they stall, they could pick up some points on this. Now, I don't think the Democrats would have gone along with every bit of the Patriot Act extension throughout this process. So I'm not convinced that they're going to hold firm unless they hear from constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving people an opportunity to do that at our homepage on downsizedc.org. You just scroll down a little bit. It's a few campaigns down the page, but there's the Patriot Act extension, and that's the hot issue right now. We want to get people to go there and tell Congress to not extend the Patriot Act, to basically let this thing die. There are 16 provisions and a whole host of new things that they've added in that are will take place if this passes. Congress reconvenes on December 12th, and
mm-hmm.
there already is tremendous pressure to get a deal going before they head home for Christmas. If they don't get a deal, December 31st, those provisions expire.
So what you're telling me is if we can convince Congress to just do nothing, a lot of the terrible provisions in the Patriot Act will be expiring at the end of the year.
Yeah, there's 16 of them, and they allow surveillance of individuals.
We can focus more on that. Jim Babka, hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You got a question for Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org? Now's your time. Give us a ring. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar, for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern to take your calls about, well, whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem. You bring it up, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and it's not just any photo. It's one they specifically took for Free Talk Live. And what that means is they're validated. They are showing in the picture that they listen to the show. That doesn't mean they have headphones on. It means they're holding up a sign of some sort, usually, that references Free Talk Live or perhaps references one of the show personalities. That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they say they are. So go take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Jim Babka from downsizedc.org. Jim, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's excellent to have you here. Some world exclusives tonight, downsizedc.org. You're getting your own radio show for downsizedc.org. I think that's fantastic. And that's starting in January, you said?
Starting in January.
Okay, so if anybody's on the Downsizer Dispatch list, they will be updated as to when exactly that's going to kick off. And, of course, they can get on that list by doing what, Jim?
Well, they can get on. The best way to get on it is to send a message to Congress, ideally about the Patriot Act. But pick any message. We talked about the Read the Bills Act earlier. There's various things they could go and look at downsizedc.org. They simply provide their information, and the system tells them who the representative and two senators are, and they can send a personalized message that is read and counted in that congressional office.
You know, if it's your first time,
automatically be subscribed.
Yeah, if it's your first time going to downsizedc.org, I recommend just looking through all of the issues, because in the, years that I've been affiliated with your group, Jim, I've never seen you promote an issue that was not pro-liberty. I mean, every single issue is always pro-liberty every time, and so there's nothing that I've ever said, no, I'm going to opt out on this one. No, I'm not going to click through on this one. Every single one is really important, I think.
Our major emphasis is what our name indicates. We want to downsize D.C., and that means stopping government from growing when they're attempting to grow it, and that means reducing the size, scope, and power of government where we get the chance. And then with a thing like the Read the Bills Act, we want to actually slow the amount of work down that Congress does. We believe they do too much.
Yeah.
They're not reading it. They're passing large bills full of pork, bridges to nowhere, cow flatulence studies. We need to put a stop to all this stuff. And so that's why we encourage people to support the Read the Bills Act. But right now the hot thing is the Patriot Act. And I believe if we keep the heat on, let them know that we're really paying attention, that the Democrats may actually stop this from taking effect. They may gridlock this out.
So right now, if you have not yet been, downsizedc.org, all that stuff is there. Let's talk about the future, Jim. 2006 is just around the corner. What's planned? What do you got in the works? Because I know you've always got something on the, you know, the back burner, something you're working on whenever you get a chance.
Well, our sister organization, the Downsize DC Foundation, is going to be introducing a new program, and we'll be coming out with some details about this in January. But the program is going to basically, and this is all I can really say about it right now, is going to better equip everybody to understand why government grows and how they can better combat it.
Hmm.
You know, basically the people, the statists, have figured out a series of tricks and maneuvers and tactics, and we're basically approaching this, Ian, as a war. You guys know from reading our Downsizer Dispatch that we see this as a war, and we're trying to build the largest possible army that we can to take on Congress. And so we want to have our troops trained. We want them to understand what it is that's going on and how they could be more effective in actually influencing Washington. And so the Downsize DC Foundation is going to begin educating folks on how all of this works and how to be more effective.
So basically an educational arm is what you're going to be working on then.
Yes. It'll be fantastic. You'll be able to get audios. You'll be able to get articles. There'll be things that you'll be able to download. There'll be things you'll be able to get in the mail and distribute to friends.
You know, Jim,
that
is so exciting, and it's always an honor to be a part of DownsizedDC.org and to have you on the show. Did you have anything else on your mind that you wanted to get out there tonight?
Well, I would like to thank you guys for the opportunity to come on the show. I usually come on once a month, and I've missed my last couple of months, but I'm glad to have been here tonight and pleased for your success and that we've been able to be partners with you. You run our ads on your show, and we just really appreciate the support that you folks have given us. So thank you, Ian and Manwich.
Jim, you have a super night, and thank you for the time.
Okay, folks, don't go forget, downsizedc.org, let's stop the Patriot Act.
All right, Jim, we will. Thanks. 800-259-9231, that is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, Jim Babka, downsizedc.org. He's a great guy.
Yeah. We're lucky to be partners with him.
You know what? It's such a principled organization. We don't bring other people like that on to really just pimp themselves that way. But Downsize DC, worth every single moment of airtime. DownsizedDC.org. Get over there and take a look at that. All right, Manwich, we got stuff to talk about tonight
on
Free Talk Live. And it is your show. You can take control anytime, 800-259-9231. Let's start things out here with an email. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Nathan. Subject line, shh, it's a secret. Greetings. Many people feel that the laws banning certain drugs, while not infallible, do at the very least provide a deterrent to many people. You'd be able to find people that don't take drugs because they're afraid of getting caught, amongst other reasons. Although, I would say that everybody I know, Manwich, that has wanted to take drugs in their time, has taken them.
One would think. I mean, they're not that difficult to get a hold of. High school students report that marijuana is easier to get than alcohol.
Yeah. So we'll just presume that Nathan's right about this.
People do believe that.
There probably are some people out there like that. He says people are generally compliant, and if you tell them something's illegal, they'll believe you. The common flawed way of thinking is that if it's legal, it's good for you, and if it's illegal, it's bad for you, which, of course, is totally inaccurate. I mean, does anybody listening really think that way? Seriously? That if something's legal, that must mean it's good for you? Because the only people that I've ever heard echo those sentiments are politicians. The politicians who will say, if you talk to a politician, you say, well, Mr. Politician, why don't we legalize marijuana?
Well, that would send the wrong message.
That's how they said. That's their code words for saying, well, if it's legal, it's that's sending the message it's good. That's what they're saying there. And I don't think anybody really believes that.
Well, there's a lot of good things that hemp could be used for. You know, making paper. It's you know, it's very fibrous, and there's a lot of industry uses for it. But I haven't seen the politicians pass, say, legislation to stop people from drinking bleach or outlawing bleach entirely because people could drink it and kill themselves.
Well, on a lot of to be fair, on a lot of products on the label, if you look closely, sometimes it says, it's a violation of federal law to use this product in any method beyond the description of how to use the product.
Well,
there probably is a law against drinking bleach.
I suppose I'm probably not the only one who doesn't read those damn things.
Right.
I mean, I figure I can handle bleach.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You should be locked up for drinking
bleach.
But,
you know, at least we'd have a saner drug policy if they'd legalize hemp and then just make the smoking of marijuana illegal. Do you understand?
Sure.
It would be saner than what we have now, which is just all of it's illegal.
Yeah, it's just utter insanity. Going on with Nathan, he says, government is unfortunately viewed as some kind of moral compass and the singular arbiter of right and wrong. Therefore, I suggest a compromise solution between liberty lovers and those who argue that the laws are good for keeping people from hurting themselves. Decriminalize drugs, but just don't tell anybody about it. Secretly change the laws, stop prosecuting people for drug possession, but at the same time maintain the existing propaganda efforts against drugs. In this manner, the status quo may be maintained while allowing more liberty to exist. Maintain the illegality and social taboos of drug use in word, but not in action. Now, I don't think it would be possible for a moment to slip by a legalization or a decriminalization bill in Congress without having all kinds of news media get a hold of it and just crowing about it and announcing it. But nonetheless, I think that he is kind of onto one thing, and that is, if you believe that drugs are bad and you want to keep telling kids that drugs are bad, I have a solution for you. That's coming up. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday night edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, you can take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, we've got the bulletin board system there with over 70,000 posts. Well over 1,000 people interacting. It's a lot of fun, man, which and it's totally free. FreeTalkLive.com, the bulletin board system. Go take a look at that. All right, on the way here, we've got some quotes from StopTheDrugWar.org, kind of on a drug issue at the moment. And I've got a variety of quotes. The Stop the Drug War group asked for some sound bites. They sent out an email to their thousands of subscribers. And they came back and they got some responses from people as far as, you know, what's a good 15-second anti-drug war soundbite? You know, sell ending the drug war in 15 seconds. That was their challenge. And so I just want to share a few of these quotes with you. We'll start. Actually, I want to share one right now, and then maybe we'll pepper the show with them as we go on throughout the evening. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's Howard Wooldridge, whose picture with his horse and cross-country traveling companion Misty, said he's used the following throughout the nation with positive effect. This is the guy that rode his horse from California all the way, I believe it was to New York City. He rode his horse from California to New York City, and the entire way, this is a former police officer.
Right.
The entire way he's promoting ending the war on drugs.
Wasn't he a former chief of police?
Something like that. Okay. Just an awesome event, a great guy. Here's how he explained it to people. Why do cops want to legalize drugs? To focus on drunk drivers and child molesters. Cut crime in half and stop funding terrorists. Simple,
yeah.
To the point.
Sounds good. 800 things I'd like them to do.
Yeah, 800-25, and most of the cops, I think, would like to do that as well.
But, you know, these crimes, murder and terrorism and all that stuff, don't bring money to the police departments the way the drug war does, because the police department can, you know, confiscate cars and, properties.
Sure.
And all kinds of things with the drug war.
Thank goodness there are police out there like Howard Wooldridge, though. 800-259-9231. So we were talking about an email we got from Nathan, and Nathan kind of had a suggestion. Well, let's see if we can decriminalize drugs, but still keep pushing the whole anti-drug message. And I think there are a lot of people out there that would like to continue pushing the anti-drug message that, you know, drugs are dangerous, don't snort cocaine, don't do meth, that sort of thing. And I think that the answer to those people's concerns, because if the government's not there doing it, and I don't think the government should be doing it, it should be private organizations that do it. The government spends millions of dollars on television and radio ad campaigns, amongst magazine ads and other things, to try to stop kids from using drugs. But every single study of all of their ad campaigns has showed that when you show it to a room full of high school students, for instance, they all laugh at it. Because it's just so, it's so overblown, it's so out of proportion, it is so silly, the way they present these ideas. It's just laughable to teenagers. And so it goes over like a rock, nobody pays any attention to it, and it's taxpayer dollars completely wasted. So if you really want to stop kids from using drugs, take your own money, and hopefully you'll get money back after we end the war on drugs. You could cut taxes, so you can take your own money and contribute it to an organization that you believe in. Contribute it to Manwich's anti-drug television campaign. And then that way you can go out and you can buy ads, Manwich, or you and your consulting crew can go out and buy ads. And if they're not effective, if your ads aren't effective on teenagers and how they think, you're going to have a tough time getting funding.
Well, you know, and another thing is the government is ineffective in lots of areas.
Most areas it does, yeah.
I'd go so far as to say just about every area. The government's ineffective.
The only thing they're not ineffective at is killing people. They're very good at that.
The governments do fight wars.
Yeah.
But I think that private enterprise could probably fight better wars than the government. But we've never seen that, thank goodness.
Private enterprise wouldn't really have a reason to go fight wars. But okay, go ahead.
So their ad campaigns, it doesn't matter if they're effective or not, because they're the government, and they're going to get money for their ad campaigns, whether they're effective or not. But if Sears had an ineffective ad campaign, they'd have to do something about it very quickly.
Yeah, they wouldn't keep running the ad.
No.
They wouldn't keep paying that same advertising agency.
They have effective ads because they have to, because that's the way the market works.
Because their business depends on it. And similarly, if it was a charity that was promoting anti-drug ads, then they would have to have effective ads too, because they wouldn't get contributions if they were lousy. That's the answer. For those of you out there that are concerned about the whole idea of decriminalizing or legalizing drugs, that doesn't mean the anti-drug messages have to go away. In fact, I would bet that, if it's really an important issue, think about all the parents out there that, want to protect their kids from this sort of thing. If it really is that important to parents, I would guess there'd be more anti-drug ads on television and radio. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Think about it. If it's, first of all, private competing groups buying the ads are going to just make it so that the amount of ads they're purchasing, I think, would be larger, because there'd be different groups buying different sorts of ads for a variety of ads on different channels. And if it really was a popular idea, it would be popularly supported. But today, kind of like a lot of government programs where there's, it's like government school. A lot of people that send their kids to government school won't send their kids to private school because I already paid for the government school.
Yeah, they've been paying their whole lives for it, and now's their chance to cash in and send their kids to school for quote-unquote free.
The same idea applies to the anti-drug ads. Well, parents could say to themselves, I'm already paying for anti-drug ads. So that's why there's nobody else out there doing anti-drug ads. But if they weren't paying for them already, then there could be a whole lot more of them, if it was popular. If it wasn't popular, then it wouldn't happen.
The reason that these ads, I don't think, are that effective is because it's really the parents' place to be effective in this area.
No doubt about it.
Talking to their kids about drugs.
Yeah, if you're going to leave it up to the television to do that for you, you got problems. Let's go to the phones. This is your show. You take control. Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to make a quick comment and then jump into something else. Well, you guys know who the largest drug runners in the world are, don't you? It's the CIA.
I believe it. We've heard things like that, and there's definitely some evidence out there.
Yeah, you call them up and ask them who Evergreen Airlines is. They get real shook up about it.
Anyway, I don't think I'll be calling the CIA. I'll pass on that one.
Anyways, I just want to, I challenge Fox News, the propaganda channel. I challenge third-rate CNN headline news. I challenge Michael Reagan. I challenge the whole U.S. media about an 80-member congressional letter authored to President Bush demanding answers regarding a memo that clearly showed the administration's deceptive posture and outright determination to topple Saddam Hussein is basically, as he said, he had weapons of mass destruction.
You're saying that they're not covering that information.
Well, basically, this was authored by Representative John Conyers, who is demanding accountability and is expressing deep concern that the mainstream media has not picked up on these British reports. What it was is the London Times reported that British government and the United States government had secretly agreed to attack Iraq in 2002, guys.
Right, yeah, this has been long in the works.
Yeah, and in any event, they're just, basically trying to get a response from Bush. He won't say nothing about it. They're kind of...
Oh, Jeff? Jeff in Denver?
The report's based on, a discovered document that in 2002, British Prime Minister Tony Blair chaired a meeting in which he expressed his support for the regime change through the use of force.
Sure, and old George Bush, when he got it was before September 11th, he already had plans to invade
Iraq. Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. You're absolutely right.
That whole thing's really blown up in their face, because neither the American people nor the Iraqi people want us there anymore.
And it's about time. More anti-drug war quotes on the way. Your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the Saturday night phone number. It's the Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. In fact, we have the listener map for you to go take a look at it. Map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. It's a worldwide map, and you can actually plot yourself on this map. You can add your name, your picture. You can even throw in a little quote for yourself. And it's neat because you can zoom in and zoom out and look and see who else is in your area that might actually be listening to Free Talk Live. In fact, we had one of our listeners discover his old college buddy. From 15 years back, he found him on our listener map. They hadn't talked in over a decade. And because of Free Talk Live, they're back together.
It's a beautiful story.
Because of the listener map.
Well, there must be, what, almost 500 people on there?
I haven't looked in the past couple of days, but last time it was like 450 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So map.freetalklive.com, add yourself. Course is totally free. All right, so we're going to be highlighting some anti-drug war quotes from stopthedrugwar.org. This one, another law enforcement against prohibition member, Jay Fleming, whose Cops Say Legalized Drugs Ask Me Why t-shirt actually inspired all of these quotes. Here's one of the things that he has to say against the war on drugs. This is a cop speaking. He says, "There are no gangs fighting over whiskey territories or anything else that's legal. Gangs are fighting over territories covering drugs. Drug prohibition creates a black market with enormous profits that attract the criminal element and gangs." with marijuana literally worth its weight in gold. As long as people can grow gold in their basement, this will not stop. And he's absolutely right. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass. It doesn't matter how much money you throw at the problem. You, meaning government, will not stop drug use. Even the cops admit this.
Absolutely.
It's time to end it. It's time to end this insanity. If you support the war on drugs, we want to hear from you as to why. Every time we talk about the war on drugs on this show, I always invite you to call in if you're a war on drugs supporter. 800-259-9231. I'll give you plenty of airtime to explain why it is you think the government should have a war on drugs. 1-800-259-9231. Until then, we go to Dennis in California. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Howdy, folks.
Hey there.
Hey, at some point, we need to have a hard conversation about your analysis of the situation in Iraq. Because you tickled the nerve for me earlier, but I don't want to talk about that right now. I just I don't want to talk about that because it really got me flustered.
But now you want me to know, now I want to know, what do you mean by your analysis in Iraq? How do those have anything to do with one another?
Your analysis of the situation in Iraq.
Oh, cute. Okay.
No, it has nothing to do with the drug war. No.
I thought you meant a urine test. Analysis.
Oh,
what's on your mind,
Dennis? Get your mind out of the
bathroom. You threw me off. All right, what's up?
I really wanted to talk about being in California because I have not lived here for the last 6 months, and now I've come back for a little bit.
Okay.
And,
where have you been living?
I've been living in New Hampshire.
Why?
Because I'm a Free Stater and an early mover.
Uh-huh. You're a member of the Free State Project.
That is correct, sir.
And so you've been living in New Hampshire, and now you're back in California. What have you observed?
Well, I tell you, a lot of bad stuff has gone on in California, a lot of really bad stuff. Like, for example, San Francisco believes you can ban guns, and you guys have been talking about that just, you know, piece of hilarity.
Yeah.
But it's true. It is still a law until they can kick it out. It's horrible.
That's right.
The fact that Arnold was eviscerated. I mean, the people of California elected in Arnold Schwarzenegger,
mm-hmm.
and when he needed them to make the tiniest free market changes or the tiniest social changes, they just eviscerated him.
Like, again, can you give an example? Because I don't live there, so I don't know what you're referring
basically,
to.
There were four things. He had a special election for California. It was an enormous big deal in California.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it was reported worldwide. The Economist covered this. This is big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These four things, because California is such a high, I mean,
it's a big
economy
state.
Is huge. Economy right. is huge in the state. So basically, he's trying to pass four little changes, basically, that had to, for example, teachers. One of the four measures on the thing was teachers who right now have a two-year tenure. If you're a public teacher in California, you're tenured after 2 years.
That means so you can't be fired.
You can't
pretty
be fired.
Much.
If right. you can avoid getting fired for 2 years in a state job, you
not
have
even
to have
two
a job
full,
for life.
Not even 2 full years.
2 school years, right?
Two school years. They're only 180 days long.
Right.
If you can pull yourself together, man, you can be set for life. The redistricting thing. California's
so, wait, he wanted to extend that? He wanted to extend the tenure?
He wanted to make it to just 4 years.
I thought it was five.
Was it five?
I think
okay.
it was five.
It might have been five.
It's a little bit pro-liberty, but not much.
It's the tiniest
yeah,
little step.
That's
no,
a baby
he was
step.
Slaughtered for it. He was slaughtered for it.
Wow.
Sure. You want to fire all the teachers.
Right.
These
I mean,
wonderful
now he,
women.
He's in a position, he's just announced that his chief of staff is going to be a ranking Democrat, basically because he's figured out he's got to be a Democrat to stay in office.
Wow.
So, yeah, all the good stuff he wanted to do, even a baby step in that direction, the California people don't want. California's fundamental. I mean, Arnold did everybody a favor. He had a big election. We'll do this democratically. We want California to be fundamentally socialist. If I could sum up the four, you know, what these really meant, these propositions, and the answer was yes, California would like to be socialist.
Yeah, that's the direction they've been heading for the longest time, and thank goodness you got out because, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, how does it feel to live in New Hampshire in comparison to California?
Well, you know, it's pretty hilarious. If you talk about, in fact, I was talking to a radio personality out here in California earlier today and saying, you know, look, and he's trying to tell me, look, hey, there's bad things happening in New Hampshire. You've got those rhinos, those Republicans in name only in your Senate out there, and like they are voting against freeing up Anwar for drilling. I said, look, California, who have you got? Nancy Pelosi. Your dirty laundry is so bad.
Well, you know what? It's going to be interesting in January because we're expecting to get on in a major, like a top 30 market in California. So.
That would be awesome. Hey, you know, I saw you're talking about the map. There's a nucleus of like a dozen or two people on, or two dozen, in the Bay Area.
We love the listener map, map.freetalklive.com. Thanks for the update, Dennis. We appreciate it, man. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday night show, 800-259-9231. You take control. 800-259-9231. We've been kind of sharing some anti-drug war quotes from StopTheDrugWar.org, and we're just going to be peppering them throughout the show, maybe as usually as we come back from break. And here's another one. Mark Hayden from Canada suggested, all jails have lots of drugs in them. If prohibition doesn't work when we have individuals guarded and in cages, it will not work on our streets. And the black market created by prohibition produces violence, crime, disease, corruption, and death, and sets up a system that makes drugs widely available and engages our youth. One of their other emailers pointed out that if you're a 12-year-old and you walk into a bar and try to buy alcohol, you'll get thrown out.
Yeah.
The bartender's going to laugh at you. But if you're 12 years old and you walk up to most drug dealers, they're going to sell you those drugs. No questions asked.
Will.
So it's just the difference between prohibition and not. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. It's time we end this insanity.
You know, it's a friend of mine used to work at a prison, and they've got drugs in there all over the place, all kinds of drugs.
Well,
they have there.
The guards have an incentive to bring it in because there's demand in there. Those prisoners want to get high. I mean, they're sitting in a cell all day long, barely seeing sunlight. Of course you want to get high. There's nothing else to do.
And as you know, these guards are usually, these prisons are in rural areas, so rural areas they don't pay as much generally, and these guards don't get paid
a
lot.
Supplement,
yeah,
puts food on the table.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show. If you like the fact that we give you archives for free on our website, vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's real quick. It takes you less than a minute, and it makes a huge difference for us. It brings us new listeners, keeps us at the top of the podcast charts. Vote.freetalklive.com. Here's some more drug war news for you. The first man convicted of running a home meth lab in Indiana's Delaware County has been sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Oh, boy.
By a judge who compared him to a terrorist. Kevin Burgess pleaded guilty this fall to manufacturing meth, a felony carrying a possible 50-year sentence, so the judge went light on him. But 30 years was the maximum allowable under his plea agreement, and that's what he got from a judge determined to send a message. Circuit Court Judge John Fike told Burgess during a sentencing hearing last week that he'd get the maximum possible sentence because he posed such a threat to the community. Had his meth lab exploded, the judge said, Burgess could have killed police, firefighters, and his own 3-year-old son, who lived in the house above the lab. In fact, the lab did not explode, and no one was injured. The judge actually told this to Burgess. He said, when you manufacture this, you're almost a terrorist. He's just somebody giving somebody what they want. He's a man who's providing a product to people that want to buy it on a voluntary basis. That's all he is.
You know, he'd be completely priced out of the market if, in fact, there was ever a decriminalization or legalization of drugs.
Well, yeah, the meth would be made in a controlled laboratory environment instead of his back bathroom, where his son would be put in danger from an explosion. And it's true, meth labs, home meth labs, are very volatile. They're very nasty, dangerous places. But if it's a legal drug, if it has been decriminalized, then the marketplace can take it up, and companies can take the risks. Manufacturing, warehouses, companies can put their investment on the line,
and
so their children.
I think that we all know that that, you know, some of these drug addicts out there will slit your throat for a few bucks so that they can get their next fix. But if, in fact, we turned it over to the free market, the prices would come down. I mean, they're inflated like 700% currently.
How many people are slitting throats over alcohol or NyQuil? Nobody.
So that puts me in danger every day.
800-259-9231. Still looking for a drug war supporter. This is your show. Hour number 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...